Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, July 11, 2024. Let me start off with this. Right now, we're supposed to get some big, fantastically fabulous inflation report, the CPI number. I frankly don't care what it says. It's all propaganda. It's 100% fake. But again, later on, when I analyze the data, I will come out and discuss this during my live stream. But anyway, let's focus on the here and now and what is going on here. I know all of you out here are focusing on the MMRI, the Manorino Market Risk Indicator, what's happening with the debt market and the US dollar. This is from this morning here. As you can see, we're dropping here and the trend for the MMRI is lower, which means the Fed is buying all the debt, which means the Fed is devaluing the dollar. Let me just give you a little snapshot of what this looks like. And again, utilize the Federal Reserve's own website as a weapon against them. This is the money supply since February of this year. Do you notice how it's gone literally freaking parabolic here? The Fed is devaluing the dollar by vastly inflating the money supply in a situation where the economy is cratering at its fastest pace ever. This is not supposed to happen. You understand? And none of our loving, caring politicians are going to bring this up. We have an economy again in free fall. Meanwhile, the Fed is pumping the money supply. Why? Because they're trying to deliberately destroy the purchasing power of the dollar. Henceforth, why you're seeing this. It's so in our face, people. You can't make this stuff up. Now, I want to bring a couple of other things to your attention. Anyway, so look, right now you've got stock futures slightly in the red ahead of this CPI number, which we'll discuss later again during the live stream. You got cryptocurrencies catching a bid, gold and silver catching a bid, commodities for the most part across the board getting bid higher. And you know what? Why? Again, they're killing the dollar and it's right in front of your face, but no one's going to talk about this. However, we got an interesting piece of news here. You got Powell, it thing, vomitous mass puke that he is. Yesterday, I forgot to bring this up. He was giving testimony before, our congressional loving, caring representatives, and he said specifically that he is not willing to say, are you ready for this? He's not willing to say that he is confident that inflation will fall. What happened to temporary and transitory? Why didn't he say that? I don't know. Maybe your guess is better than mine because he knew it from day one that this was never temporary or transitory. It's unbelievable. But again, there's no accountability. And do you think that one of our loving, caring representatives are going to do anything about it? No, they're going to kiss his feet. They're going to lick his rear end and everything else they got to do because the man is obviously in charge of everything else and they're just freaking puppets. I think we're pretty much on top of that. And speaking about puppets, here's a nice headline here you might want to pay attention to. America's debt crisis, the hard truths politicians won't tell voters. No one's going to tell you this. No one's going to tell you how things are going. So let's just talk about this. We've just had a series of record highs with regard to the stock market. We're not done regardless of what this fake CPI number is going to be this morning. So we got a stock market at a record high. Meanwhile, what did we just find out? Homelessness here in the United States just hit a new record high. The number of American citizens on public assistance just hit a new record high. Consumer debt at a new record high. And now the stock market at a new record high. How does that work? This is exactly what you and I have been talking about, the elimination of an entire class of people creating slaves to the system, and the stock market's going to keep on going higher. And why is that? Because the Fed is killing the dollar. People, this is from today, right off of the Fed's own website. And again, this is from today as well. As long as this trend is maintained for my lions out here, for anybody out here who has even half a functioning brain cell, we will continue to buy the dips across the board. I'm going to tell you again. Yes, in the stock market, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, crude oil, and of course, cryptocurrencies as well. You can't make this stuff up. How about this is something you can't make up? Here's a headline you might want to pay attention to. This is CNBC. Many large U.S. cities are in deep financial trouble. Now, let me just read a little bit of this to you. Financial challenges within cities appear to be mounting despite heightened municipal credit ratings. Municipal credit ratings. We already know how credible the rating agency are. Do you remember The Big Short? All that nonsense. They were being paid to keep rates high, their ratings high. Here we go. So accounting estimates the largest cities in the United States are not generating enough revenue to pay their bills. You mean we're broke? Oh, what an epiphany. Imagine my shock. Can I see your shock face? Wait, what? We're broke? You mean cities can't pay their bills? But our economy is booming? That's what they want us to believe. Let us move on here. Rising debts just a possibility that it may lead to dirtier streets, fewer public services, and tough decisions from public officials to make ends meet. Let me explain something to you about tough decisions. None of them are going to make tough decisions. They're going to borrow and borrow more as the United States is systematically wiped out and turned into a third world country. Don't take Greg Mannarino's word for it, only because you and I have been covering this since freaking time immemorial. Anyway, look, I want to hear from you on this here. Why is it, in your opinion, that this Powell thing creature, in part of his testimony before Congress, said that he's not willing to say that he's confident now that inflation is going to drop? Meanwhile, he sold us all, including our loving, caring representatives, that this was temporary and transitory. Where is the accountability? Do you think we're ever going to see it? I don't think so. I want to bring something else to your attention as well. Where did I put this? Here. I ran this poll yesterday, and I kept this very rudimentary for a reason. Now, I'm going to read this to you. So I wrote, in your opinion, should someone who is running for public office or is already in a public office be allowed to accept gifts or cash from a corporation or industry? Only 3% of you said that, yes, corporate industry gifts or cash is fine to a person either running for office or already in office. 97% of you said, no, this is a payoff and it's not in the interest of the people. Okay, kind of a no-brainer here. And again, I did that on purpose. But let me ask you, okay, we're friends. We could talk about anything. Why is it then Biden just recently did what I'm about to tell you, and so did Trump. They both had closed-door meetings with the CEOs of the Wall Street mega banks and corporations. You and I are not allowed to know what happened there. No news reporting, no minutes, no notes taken during those meetings. So most of you, 97% of you, believe that our politicians either running for office or in office should not accept gifts from a corporation or an industry. Meanwhile, why is it that, again, Biden and Trump, and they all do this, going back as far as you want to go to Wall Street first, behind closed doors. You think no promises are being made? No anything? You think this is all on the up and up, and it's all the interest of you, the American people? Do you believe that the CEOs of the mega banks have your best interest in mind? Do you believe that the multi-billion dollar wealth of the CEOs of these corporations across the board have your best interest in mind? You really believe that? So you also support, I would imagine, because this is legal. This goes on and it just happened again. Biden did it and Trump did it. So you're against cash or gifts for presidential hopefuls or someone sitting in office. But are you also against these private meetings, which are legal and happen all the time? You keep people, if you think for a nanosecond that there is promises not being made behind closed doors that are not in your best interest, then you are way off base and massively deluded. Anyway, people, look, so as we sit here, As a matter of fact, the CPI number is already out, and I don't give a damn what it says. What we do know for a fact is the Fed is ballooning the money supply. The Fed is buying all the debt. The Fed and central banks around the world are going out of their way to inflate because that's their only goal, to be the lenders and buyers of last resort as they destroy an entire class of people on a worldwide scale while secret meetings go on behind presidential hopefuls and current presidents with Wall Street CEOs. Imagine our shock, and we have to imagine why this entire thing is being brought to its knees. Really? You think there's any secret here? And does this surprise you that cities are broke, that they have no cash, they can't pay their own bills? Meanwhile, our economy is booming because that's what they're telling us, how great we're doing. But the stock market, you can count on more record highs here. Now, today, I have no idea. We haven't had a drop, a pullback, a correction in this market in, I don't know, 6 or 8 weeks. Buy all the dips, people. Look, this is the ultimate tool for my lions out here, and it's free to everybody who wants to take advantage of this. This trend, in my opinion, is going to be maintained at least through the presidential selection. There will be no election. For those of you that still believe, my vote counts because the system is right and it works for the people. How's that looking for you? Is it working out for you now? Where there's no accountability across the board? We don't matter anymore. We're a means to an end. If our votes counted, we wouldn't be allowed to vote. Do you understand what I'm talking about here? None of this whole system is rigged against you, so what are you going to do about it? Understanding where opportunity lies is the key here, okay? Number one, we got to have each other's backs. Number two, we gotta look out for each other, one and the same. Number three, take advantage of everything that comes our way. If we realize that the Federal Reserve is buying all the debt and weakening the currency and it's right in our freaking face and there's no way to escape it, it's only gonna get monumentally worse. I was looking for that chart I just made up for you. I can't seem to find it. My desk is such a horrible mess. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, I showed you the chart where the Fed's ballooning the money supply. I don't even know where that freaking thing went. I think it fell on the floor. I'm not going to show it to you again. It's time to do something. We're being systematically erased like bugs, okay? If people don't unite, if people don't come together, there's no difference between what they're doing to us and what has been done in the past. Mental slavery across the board, dependency on the system, and this is not going to change. Wake up, people. Do you really believe that any of this is going to change in a few months with the changing of the figurehead that's put behind the Resolute Desk? Do you honestly believe that? Because if you do, you are absolutely lost and clueless beyond anyone's wildest imagination, and you better start to wake up to the situation, and you better start to take action here. You got to look out for yourself and the people you care about. We got to take care of each other, period. Otherwise, we will lose bigger than you can possibly imagine. All right, people, look, I want you to ponder what I've spoken about here. I want to hear about how what your take is on these secret meetings that are allowed to go on between presidents, prospective presidents, and Wall Street multi-billionaires, and you really think they have your best interest in mind. But it's allowed to happen. What's the difference between that and payoffs? I don't see any difference at all. But I want to hear from you on that. All right, people, look, later on during the live stream, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, we're going to cover this fake inflation data no matter what it is. Look for a pullback in this market and buy it all. Buy it all. You know why? Because that's what the Fed's doing. The rich, the well-off, what are they doing? They're dumping the dollar, in case you don't know. Not just like nations around the world. They're hoarding hard assets. Period, the end. So we mimic what they do because obviously they know a little more than I think most people do. The average person here has no clue at all, zero, about how the system works, including our loving, caring representatives who will not hold Powell to account here, even though he's saying he can't guarantee that inflation is going to drop. Meanwhile, he sold them the lie, and you and me, that it was temporary and transitory. Where's the accountability? You tell me. All right, I'll see all of you later, people. I love you from the heart. If you got something out of this video, please share it. Those thumbs up are very valuable. It allows the algorithms to pick it up, so please give the video a thumbs up. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves, and of course, take care of each other.